Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is absolutely steaming. I've got celebrity life changes, family drama, some wins, and honestly, some heartbreaking news that's going to hit you right in the feels. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. And honey, today's episode is going to take you on a proper emotional roller coaster. So grab your cuppa, get comfy, and let's dive in. Okay, so. Let's start with some feel-good vibes, because we're going to need them later. Trust me. You know that gorgeous man, Jeffrey Donovan from Burn Notice? The one with the smoldering eyes who could literally spy his way into my DMs any day? Well, girl, he has completely ditched Los Angeles for Colorado, and he's saying he's never leaving. Now listen, I know what you're thinking. Colorado? Like mountains and snow and stuff? But apparently, Jeffrey is out here calling Colorado the secret sunshine state. The audacity. I mean, California is literally right there, being the actual sunshine state. Well, apart from Florida, but you know what I mean? So here's what happened, yeah? Our man Jeffrey met his wife, fell head over heels, packed up his entire LA life, and moved to Colorado to raise their three kids. And honestly, good for him. He's saying that raising his children there plays to his talent level, which, pause. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but it sounds very zen and parenty, doesn't it? I'm actually kind of living for this, though. Like, imagine being so secure in your career and your relationship that you can just say, bye, Felicia, to Hollywood, and go live your best mountain life. Meanwhile, I can barely decide what to have for breakfast without having an existential crisis. But seriously, there's something quite romantic about it all, isn't it? Meeting someone who makes you want to completely change your life and never look back. I'm screaming at how sweet this actually is. Okay. So moving on to our next story, and girl, we need to talk about genetics because they are absolutely wild. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, Joseph Baena, just won his first bodybuilding competition, and I am absolutely here for this family flex. Not me being completely shook by how much this young man looks like his father. Like the apple didn't just fall close to the tree, it literally grew into the tree. Joseph shared the news on social media that he won his competition on Saturday, and honestly, good for him. Now, we all know the tea about Joseph's complicated family situation, right? His mom worked for the Schwarzenegger family. There was that whole scandal years ago. It was proper messy. But you know what? This young man has clearly taken that energy and channeled it into something incredible. He's out here building his own legacy, literally building his body, and making his own name in the fitness world. The determination it takes to get into bodybuilding is absolutely mental. Like the discipline, the diet, the training. I get tired just thinking about walking up the stairs to my flat. But Joseph's clearly got that Schwarzenegger work ethic in his DNA, and he's using it brilliantly. What I love about this story is that he's not trying to ride on his father's coattails or get into acting or politics. He's literally following his own passion and excelling at it. The boy's serving body goals, and I am absolutely here for it. Arnold must be so proud, even if the family dynamics are, well, let's just say complicated. Right, now I need to shift gears completely, because our next story is going to hit different, and I need you to prepare yourselves emotionally, okay? We lost a proper legend this week, and I'm genuinely heartbroken about it. Mary Beth Hurt, the incredible actress from The World According to Garp, has passed away at 79 after a decade-long battle with Alzheimer's disease. Now, some of you younger listeners might not know Mary Beth, but let me tell you, this woman was talented with a capital T. She was Tony-nominated, she was in some absolutely brilliant films, and she had this way of bringing such depth and authenticity to every single role she played. The World According to Garp was this beautiful, complex film, and Mary Beth was absolutely phenomenal in it. But beyond that one role, she had this incredible career spanning decades. She was one of those actors who maybe wasn't always the lead, but when she was on screen, you bloody well noticed her. What breaks my heart is that she fought Alzheimer's for 10 years. 10 years, girl. That's such a long, difficult battle. Not just for her, but for her family and everyone who loved her. Alzheimer's is such a cruel disease because it takes away the very essence of who someone is, bit by bit. I always think about how hard it must be for actors specifically, you know, their memories, their ability to remember lines, to embody characters. Like, that's literally their craft, their art, their life's work, and to have a disease that attacks those very capabilities. It's just devastating. But but I want us to remember Mary Beth for the incredible body of work she left behind. Every performance she gave, every character she brought to life. That's her legacy. That's what lives on forever. Now, I need to warn you, our final story today is going to be even harder. But it's important we talk about it because it's about celebrating someone's life and their attitude in the face of unimaginable challenges. Comedian Alex Duong, who was in Blue Bloods, passed away at just 42 years old after battling cancer. And girl, what's breaking my heart is that just weeks before he died, he made this incredibly heartbreaking yet beautiful comment on social media. 42 years old. That is no age at all. This man had so much life left to live, so many more people to make laugh, so many more stories to tell. And what gets me is that apparently, even just 2 months before he passed away, Alex maintained this positive attitude about his cancer battle. I cannot even imagine the strength it takes. Like, I complain when I have a cold, and this man was facing cancer with positivity and grace. The mental and emotional strength required to maintain hope and humor when you're going through something so terrifying and painful. I'm genuinely in awe. Comedy is such a beautiful thing, isn't it? Comedians spend their lives making other people laugh, bringing joy and laughter into the world, even when they might be struggling themselves. And Alex clearly had that gift, that ability to find light even in the darkest moments. His work on Blue Bloods showed his range as a performer, but beyond that, he was clearly someone who touched people's lives with his humor and his spirit. The fact that he was sharing positive thoughts on social media while fighting for his life, that says everything about the kind of person he was. It makes you think, doesn't it, about how we spend our days, what we complain about, what really matters. Here was someone facing the ultimate challenge with grace and positivity, while I get stressed about silly little things that really don't matter in the grand scheme of life. You know what, though? Let's honor both Mary Beth and Alex by remembering the joy they brought into the world. Mary Beth, with her incredible performances that moved and inspired people, and Alex with his comedy that made people laugh, and his courage that inspired everyone who knew his story. Life is so precious, girl. So bloody precious. And these stories remind us that we never know how long we have, so we better make sure we're living authentically, loving deeply, and not wasting time on petty drama and negativity. From Jeffrey choosing love and family over the Hollywood machine, to Joseph building his own legacy through hard work and dedication, to remembering the incredible legacies of Mary Beth and Alex. Today's tea has been quite the emotional journey, hasn't it? And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. I know this episode was a bit different, mixing the lighthearted celebrity updates with some more serious news, but that's life, isn't it? It's all mixed together. The joy, the achievements, the love, and the loss. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. But hopefully next time we can focus on some lighter, more ridiculous celebrity antics. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast, but sometimes it comes with a few tears too. Take care of yourselves, hug your loved ones, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, girl!